Holy Week puts a target on Christians in Nigeria. A ministry mobilizes gospel workers in Chile. And there's an easy way to get your kids involved in missions. Learn how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. 48 hours into this week, and there have already been two major terror attacks in Nigeria. On Monday, a bombing at rush hour killed over 70. Tuesday, Islamists kidnapped 100 schoolgirls. The Boko Haram is being blamed, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton, and they're escalating.
So far this year, Amnesty International says Boko Haram has killed 1,500 people, and I assume that was before the bus station attack. We're now talking about close to 1,600 people that have been killed. It's less than 4 months into the year.
Christians are a primary target, but lately, the militants are just creating chaos.
Their attacks are broadening in scope. I don't know if it's desperation on their part, but Muslims are being targeted as often as Christians.
Holy Week is a particularly vulnerable time for believers in Nigeria.
Pray for the attackers, and especially in this Easter season, I'm very cognizant that people need to hear the story of the resurrection. They need to meet the risen Jesus Christ.
Next, Chile is picking up the pieces from another devastating disaster. April began with a magnitude 8.2 earthquake in northern Chile. This past weekend, a massive fire destroyed around 2,500 homes in Valparaiso. Operation mobilization teams are on the ground today, distributing emergency items and assessing the needs. You can find ways to come alongside their efforts at our website and pray that Christ's love will be evident as the OM team helps survivors. You're listening to Mission Network News. We're halfway through Holy Week. Have you told anyone who doesn't believe in Christ why this week is important? David Shibley of Global Advance shares.
As the old hymn says, we have a story to tell to the nations, and so it's in obedience to our Lord's Great Commission that we're taking the gospel to the world and equipping leaders around the world to do the same.
Global Advance educates and equips pastoral and marketplace leaders around the world. In a couple of weeks, Dr. Shibley's meeting with leaders to discuss ways they can reach the Middle East.
They're all very involved in vigorous and yet wise and strategic church planting within areas of Islamic strength.
You can partner with Global Advance by praying, giving, or going. Find specifics at our website.
We just trust the Lord through those who are believing in the Great Commission, that they will partner with us and certainly pray for us.
Meanwhile, if you have a heart for missions, chances are you want your family to get involved too. Vision Beyond Borders has released a 15-day prayer guide that'll help you do just that. Diane Romain of VBB explains.
The purpose of the prayer guide is to call the church in America to prayer for the people overseas. Our belief is that things change through prayer and that this is a situation that needs to be prayed for. But this prayer guide is a little different than others that we've produced in that it's aimed at encouraging children to be praying for children overseas.
The guide also suggests practical actions to take alongside prayer.
A lot of the children that we see come from the lowest caste, so they're used to people treating them terribly. They're used to people not caring about their needs. So for somebody in America to show them love is so meaningful to them.
To get the guide for you or your church, click on the link at our website. And will you invest in the lives of prisoners? New courses are being offered at Crossroad Bible Institute to prepare students for reentry. The new courses will include topics such as Christian work ethic, financial stewardship, family values, addiction recovery, and community involvement. So how can you get involved? Well, CBI encourages you to become a CBI instructor, a volunteer, recruit a student, attend a seminar, or visit the Crossroad Inmate Art Gallery. For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crown's new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you the Casting Crown CD. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.